This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Matt in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Hank. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'll get to my question. The other day, I was listening to your show, and one you guys were talking about Christians and whether or not they should fight or go to war or not. And I may be on the other side of the fence with this one, so I was wanting to get some help with what your side is as far as Scripture goes and stuff about how exactly if you believe we should fight and why and what Scriptures back it up, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think it's very important from a biblical perspective to recognize that true love protects the innocent against the evil of an aggressor. And that kind of love sometimes leads to war. And we see that there is ordering that takes place within a society. That's why we have police, by the way. But we also recognize that there is precedent to stop evil aggressors. So when Hitler, for example, was seeking to exterminate the Jews and create the Ubermen or the Superman, the super race, that he was an evil aggressor and that left unchecked, he would have killed many more people than he did and brought about a very unbiblical paradigm and foisted that upon the world through military strength. So again, unchecked, his evil would have continued to reign. And therefore, I think that it is just that a nation takes on the evil of an aggressor such as Hitler. Now, of course, war must be just. A war in defense of justice must be fought justly. But having said this, what I am communicating here is a theological deduction that I make from the Scriptures and recognize that there are Christians that disagree with this point of view. But again, I think the weight of evidence points to the fact that a war must be fought justly, even if it is in the interest of justice. So there are parameters around which wars can be invoked against other nations. But again, I think the same logic that allows there to be governing authorities, as depicted in Romans chapter 13, within a society allows armies to thwart an evil aggressor that seeks to foist their evil upon humanity.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.